us open our Bible. We open Luke chapter 2. Verse 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. When the angels has gone away from into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, teach us to have such beautiful faith like the shepherd, because without faith, we cannot get into your presence. Without faith, we cannot know your knowledge. Without faith, we can understand our future. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It's quite different with my situation when I was in Indonesia during the Christmas. During the Christmas in our church, there are so many activities. And beside that, as a pastor, Christmas season is very, very busy because many churches invite us to come to share a Christmas message. But like in Hong Kong, Christmas season identical with holiday. Everybody go back to Korea, go back to state, go back to Singapore. Yeah, just few left in Hong Kong, maybe because of family or maybe because they don't have money. But although for me, Christmas season in Hong Kong is not too busy, but thanks God, I still get some new insight about Christmas story when I prepare message for the sister. This year, I want to learn something from the shepherd. I get something from the shepherd. As you know, in Judaism or in Jewish community, the shepherd is a person who may not do two things. Number one, they may not come to the holy temple because they are so dirty. The second, in the courts, they may not come as a witness because they are too stupid. One is too dirty, the other is too stupid. Now, when I read this verse, I can say that although the shepherd is stupid, sorry to say, but at least they are not too stupid. Yeah, although they are stupid, but they are not too stupid. Why I can say like that? Let's see the whole of this Bible picture. They take care of the sheep in the wilderness, and then suddenly the angel come. Maybe they like this. Huh? I never saw angels. Of course, they are never saw angel also. They're so afraid. And then the angel said like this. Yeah. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And so on and so on. The angel tell the shepherd that the Christ the Lord has born and then born at Bethlehem, yeah, a small city. And more of them, it is not in hotel, but in a small place. Let's think from the side of the shepherd. The shepherd, who is the shepherd? I'm stupid. I have no money. I don't have good future. When the good news come to him, to them, they're searching good news for them. The angel said there is a good news. What kind of good news for them? Because there is a baby was born in the manor. In a manor, I mean the place where the sheep be. So this kind of baby is very poor. How can poor people help me? If the angel say Christ born as a king, and then we invite you come, maybe they can see and then they can get hope. But the reality is Christ born in the manor, in the poor place. How can this poor guy help me? That's why I say the shepherd is stupid, but not too stupid. They must be thinking, how can this poor guy come and help me? And then the second thing, if we go to see the baby, how about this flock? Who will take care? If something happened with the flock, and who will pay back to the owner? But thanks God, the Bible told us that after heard this news, the shepherd go and leave the flock and come, and they want to see Jesus. So I can say that this kind of shepherd have a perfect faith. Perfect faith. Their faith not based on by seeing, but their faith really based on by hearing. They 100% believe that Christ born in Bethlehem, that's why they want to see Christ. Brothers and sisters, in the Bible, there are only two people who has this kind of faith. Number one is the shepherd. The second one is the person who hang together with Jesus when Jesus was crossed. These two person, I can say that a couple of perfect example for us that want to tell us what is faith. Faith means receive and then walk after receive. Then I learned from the shepherd. Really, they have beautiful faith. Because they have this kind of faith, then we see verse 16, so they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which has been told them about this child. And who and all who heard it wondered and at the things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherd went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Brothers and sisters, because they believe, so they get it. Yeah, because they believe, so they get it. To get the blessing from God, it doesn't mean you need to know all the Bible. Yeah. to know all the Bible, that means you are PhD in theology. Even PhD in theology sometimes don't know about the Bible. Yeah. To get the blessing from the gods, just simple, if you have faith, like the serpent. Although they are thinking, how can a baby come as a Lord, but come in Bethlehem, small city, in the manger, can save us? They didn't see like this. They just believe that this is come from the God, then I need to follow, then I get it. This is what I get this year. Hope can be a blessing also for us. Let us pray. God already prepared a lot of blessing for us. If today we don't get it, maybe one of the reasons because we don't have faith. We are too worried. We are too skeptical. We are two things about ourselves. But this morning we learn from the shepherd. Of course, they have thinking. Of course, they have worry. Of course, they are afraid. But when they face on with the word of God, one thing they give us good example. They just do it and follow the word of God. That's why the shepherd gets a beautiful blessing. If I can say that the shepherd is the first jest of the Christmas. Brothers and sisters, yeah. Put down all your worry. Put down all your thinking. Come across to the road that I can say, the faith road. If you cross the faith road, then you will get the blessing of God.
Spend this time just praying for community, for those who are going through cancer, through chemo, who are recovering from surgery. Let's pray for complete healing.
Thank you.
pray for those who are going through different illnesses and through infirmities. I just pray for, again, just complete healing. Let's pray for those who are going, who are trying to look for work. I just pray that God will provide and that they will use their time wisely during this time as they wait upon the Lord. For our mission focus, let's pray for China today, for SPVJ, for Jesse, for the Chong family, for Matt and Nate's parents, for Edie Clark, as well as the other churches in China. Sam, Lisa, Janie, Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica. Hospitality team, for the welcoming, as well as the barista, that as they welcome people into the church, that they can do it with complete joy. Thank you, Father God, for this morning. We're able to wake up and come to EMP to hear your word and to pray to you as well. And Father, may you continue to just guide us in this time of prayer, in this time where we're able to just come to you. May you continue to just look after us today. Let us experience you and hear from you today in a completely different way. So thank you, Father, again, for bringing us here this morning. We love you, and in your son's awesome name we pray.